Today we will, Be'ezrat Hashem, be learning the laws of tzniut, the laws of modesty. And these laws encompass many things. So we'll begin by quantifying, clarifying, what does the word tzniut really mean? So one way of translating the word tzniut is modesty. When the prophet tells the Jewish people, what does God want from you? Says, he ends with this point, "V'atzneh lechet im lokecha," and go with modesty with Hashem your God. Now, before we continue, I just want to remind you that before one learns Torah in the morning, one is supposed to make the blessing on learning Torah. One is not supposed to learn Torah without having made the blessing. Inspired them say, "Alimut Torah," or "La'asok v'divrei Torah," the blessing, "Asher bachar banu," "V'harev na." We say three blessings in the morning before we start learning Torah, so if someone hasn't made them yet, ideally one should make them. We also, before we start learning, you have a Siddur? You want a Siddur?
Yeah.
We also have a Gemara, a Mishnah, that tells us that before we start learning, we should say a prayer that we shouldn't err in our learning. And that prayer goes as follows. I haven't yet said it this morning. Yehi ratzon mimfanecha Adonai Eloheinu. So basically what we're saying is, may it be the will of Hashem our God that we shouldn't make any mistakes in our learning. We're learning. After we learn, we will try to fulfill what we learn. If we misunderstand something, so that could cause us to err in our performance of the mitzvot. So we say this prayer that we shouldn't err in our understanding, and that our friends who are learning with us should be